This is Shia for Parshas Chukas, and I want to focus your attention on a very, very interesting sugya regarding Taras Hapara. And as you know, there's a halacha of Sreifas Hapara. The Paradum has to be burned by one of the Kohanim. And when it comes to Paraduma, we have a halacha of Maila Bitara, which means that we try to expand the Tara process for all those who are involved in preparing the Ephra Para to the maximum level of purity, the maximum Tara. And yet, oddly enough, the Mishnah Paskins, and the Gemara quotes at the beginning of Yuma, that the Kohen who was Sorefes Hapara, they were Metame him deliberately, and then he was mitire himself in a mikvah, and then on that very same day, he would do the Sreifas Hapara. Now, why was this done, that we would deliberately be mitame him? And the answer is, that's what it says in the Mishnah, that the Tzdukim claimed that what's called a Tful Yom cannot be part of the process of Tara to prepare the Mechatos. And the reason for that is because according to the Shitas HaTzdukim, a Tful Yom, since he has not completed his Tara, even though he went to Mikvah, but nevertheless he needs what's called Harev Shemesh, until sunset, so that Miktas Tuma, that Shirayim of Tuma that he still has, even though he already went to Mikvah. So he can go to Mikvah on the same day, but he can't enter into the Beis HaMikdash. And even though Taras HaMetzorah, Sreifas HaPara, did not take place in the Mikdash, but nevertheless, because of the Dinim of Tara, that we require Tara on the part of the Kohen is not yet complete in his Tara until after Harif Shemesh. And the Mishnah establishes that kedei lahotzi milibam, to demonstrate that we don't accept what the Tzdukim say, therefore, they deliberately were metame the Kohen, sent him to the mikvah, he became a Tful Yom, and then he was sorry for Sapara before Harif Shemesh. And that was a public demonstration of the fact that we reject the Shita of the Tzdukim. Now, Rav Yosef Engel, who about 150 years ago was one of the great geniuses, one of the great Gaonim, Shalom Aleichem, one of the great Gaonim back in Europe. Have you heard of Rav Yosef Engel? He was an amazing genius. So he wrote many, many different Sfarim, one of which is called Parat Yosef, Ben Parat Yosef. Now, because of his name, Yosef. And in this Tshuva Sefer, he raises the following question. Since halachically, we want to get to the point where the Taras Hapara is Maila, meaning it should be on the most perfect level, and it should be a Lechatchila, he says it doesn't make any sense to him that we would deliberately be Metamei the Kohen Asorev, Kidei Lahotzi Milibam Shalatzdukim. Because even though it's very nice, Lahotzi Libam and Atzdukim, but therefore we're going to lower the level of Taras HaKohen to a Bidiyevet, to a fallback position, that doesn't make any sense. We need Maila Bitara. Why would we be deliberate about being Metami the Kohen and then after the tefillah, even though he's still a Tful Yom, he hasn't had Harif Shemesh, his Tara process is incomplete, we're going to forfeit the Tara L'chatchil of Maila B'Tara B'Para for the sake of Lahotzi Miliman Shalat Tzdukim? And he says furthermore that Tzdukim rejected all of Tara Sheval Peh, so it wasn't just Paraduma that they had a problem with. Should we go one by one in each mitzvah and do the mitzvah in a way that we publicly decry and reject the arguments of the Tzdukim? What's going on over here? Why in Paraduma specifically are we making a takana lahotzi miliban? And I'll read to you the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Mitamin hayu es kohen asorif es aparu matbilin also lahotzi miliban shel tzdukim shayu omrim b'meure meurave shemesh haisa nase." He says, "Tkinu le'rabbanan." They made this takana to deliberately be mitame the kohen asorif, even though he wouldn't have Harif Shemesh. So Rav Yosef Engel is very upset about this. He says, why should we forego, give up on the lechatchila, the most perfect way of setting the Taras HaMetzora into the Taras Mechatos of the Parah into place, because we want to be Motzi Milibam Shel Hatzdukim? That was the kasha of Rav Yosef Engel. So Rav Yosef Engel, in order to answer this question, he quotes the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, Parah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and the Rambam says something unbelievable. The Rambam says, if you compare the following two individuals, one person was Tameh, and then he was Metayer himself, the other was never Tameh to begin with, then in such a case, L'chora, says the Rambam, you would say they're both Shavim. I mean, what's the difference between Reuven, who was Tame, and now he's Tar, and Shimon, who was never Tame to begin with? Says the Rambam, no. The one who was Tame, and then he was Metayer himself, is on a Madrega Yoser Gedola than the one who was never Tame to begin with. Says Rav Yosef Engel, since there's a Lacha in Taras Hapara of Maila Asu B'Tara, therefore we want to reach the highest level of Tara that's possible. And how could the Kohen achieve that highest level? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, based on this Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, he has to be Tameh and then Tar, because a person who's Tameh and then he's Tar is on a higher level. And in order to prove this, the Rambam quotes a Pasuk. The Pasuk says V'Tar, that somebody who was Tameh, and now he underwent the process of purification, now he's Tar. And the Torah doesn't say about a person who was never Tameh, he never contracted Tumah to begin with, that he's Tar. Why does the Torah give this category, this description of a person who was Tameh and became Tar as a Tar? Says the Rambam, because his Madrega is even greater, it supersedes that of someone who was never Tameh to begin with. Ira, I see some sort of grimace on your face over here.
I was just thinking,
if you don't mind, again, we got the sound working, but it's not, I don't know how to make it a little bit louder, so I'm going to try to play around with it, but maybe I can trouble you to raise your voice a little bit louder.
I was just thinking, it sounds like it's the opposite of Pesach Sheni.
Because, you mean Pesach Sheni people who, because they were Tomei, they get the fallback position, is
right.
That what you mean?
Yeah.
I see, okay. All right, maybe we can answer that question. It's an excellent question. I think that Pesach Sheni might be the same level of Kiyum as Pesach Rishon. Just that the difference being that in the case of Pesach Sheni, there's no possibility of bringing in the case of somebody who's Tomei at Pesach Rishon, there's no possibility of his bringing the carbon Pesach, because he contracted Tumah without enough time span, enough elapsed, to allow him to be Metayer himself before the carbon Pesach. But I'm not sure that the Pesach Sheni is inferior to the Pesach Rishon. What do you say, Ira? Can you accept such a thing?
Yeah.
Now, Rav Yosef Engel presents the following thesis, and it's very sophisticated, to say the least. He wants to say the following. Ask me the following question. Why were they masakin in the Mishnah to be deliberate about being metame the Kohen HaSoreif? The answer is because his level will be greater as a result of his Tumah, because when he's Tovel HaSatzmo B'mikvah, he receives that special category of being Tame and Tar. But then you could ask yourself the following question. Okay, now he was Tameh, now he was Tovel B'mikvah, but why don't we wait till Harev Shemesh? Because after all, if we want to achieve this Mala B'Tara B'Para, we need Harif Shemesh, because then he's allowed to go into the Mikdash, his Tara process is complete. Says Rav Yosef Engel, here's where the Mishnah establishes that we want to be Motzi Miliban Shel Hatzdukim. Why? Because if we would wait until Harif Shemesh, then the Tzdukim are going to boast that the reason why the Chachamim are waiting till Harif Shemesh is because they know that a full Yom is possible to be Sarif Esapora. That's why they're waiting for Harif Shemesh. And as they would see that, and a spectator would mistakenly come to the conclusion, this is proof that we accept the opinion of the Tzdukim, which is not true at all, because a full Yom even before Harif Shemesh is kashal Sarif Esapora. Alright, I grant you, he hasn't reached the ultimate level, the Maila of Harif Shemesh, but nevertheless, he has the Maila of being a Kohen that was Tameh, and then he was Metayer himself. In other words, according to Rav Yosef Engel, this Mishnah is a combination of two variables. I call it A plus B equals C. Variable number one is, we want to achieve the Madrega that the Rambam describes in his Pirush HaMishnayos, that he was Tameh and he became Tar. Then we have stage number two, variable number two. And that's the problem with Tzdukim. In order to achieve the highest level of Tahara, it's not sufficient to be Metami the Kohen. We need to wait for Harif Shemesh. Here's where we're going to make a special dispensation, so to speak, in order to make sure and guarantee that no one mistakenly thinks that we're accepting the Tzdukim, and therefore we're going to have him, sorry for Sapar, he should burn the Parah before Harif Shemesh, which he's kosher, and that's going to be Lahotzi Miliban Shel Shalat Tzdukim. So far so good, Rav Osai, are you with me? I mean, this is brilliant. Only Rav Yosef Engel could come up with such a chiddush. Now, Rav Osai, I want to point out one thing before we go on, and that is that as far as Rav Yosef Engel's question is concerned, since the Tzdukim rejected all of Torah Shebaal Peh, maybe in every single mitzvah we should make a takana to publicize that we are not accepting the view of the Tzdukim. So I just want to point out that there is one mitzvah that I can point to where we do make a takana to publicize that we go against the Tzdukim, and that's the mitzvah of the Omer. The Tzdukim, as you know, reinterpreted l'shitasam the pasuk mimachras haShabbos. According to the Tzdukim, when do we cut the Omer, the Ketziras Omer? We have to wait until after the first Shabbos following the beginning of Pesach. Whereas the Prushim, which is our understanding of Pitor Shebaal Peh, they interpret Mimachas HaShabbos that Shabbos is a reference to the first day of Pesach. So the first day of Pesach is the 15th of Nisan. We're going to cut the Omer on the night going into the 16th, the night following the 15th. That's called Mimachas HaShabbos. So Motzi Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach, we go out to cut the Omer. And the following day, which is Tezayin B'Nisan, that's when we bring the Korban Omer on the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah establishes in Masechta Menachos on Daf Samach Hei that everything was done publicly. To what extent? Again, the Mishnah is very detailed about how they publicized this idea. And it says, Ketzad Hayu Osim, Shluchei Bezdin Yotzim Erev Yontif, and they did everything publicly. All the Ayoras HaSmuchos, Miskansos L'Sham, they made it Be'esek Gadol. Everybody came around, and then when it came time, Mishach HaShecha, for the Ketziras HaOmer, they would make a public statement. Ba HaShemesh, did the sun set? Omer, Hin. And they would answer yes, in unison. Then they would ask another question. Magel Zu, are we going to use this scythe in order to cut down the barley for the Omer? Omer, Hin. Then they would ask it again, and again, and again, three times around. And all this, the Mishnah says, why? Hein Omer Ktsar. Oh, he would ask them, is it time to cut the Omer? Ktsar. It's time to cut the Omer. Vayuchozun Shalosh Pamim Al Kol Davar. So the Mishnah says, why? Why do they do all this public fanfare and repeat the same question to get the same answer over and over and over again? Mipnei Abaitusim, right? That's another offshoot, another branch of the Tzdukim. Shayu Omim Ein Ktzivus Omim B'motzei Yad, because they interpret Melachas HaShabbos following Shabbos. So we do see that at least in one other mitzvah, other than Paraduma, the Rabbanan made a takana lahotzi milivam shel atzdukim, in this case by tusim. But perhaps we could say that in this case, we're not changing the mitzvah itself. In other words, Yosef Engel was asking the question, how could we lower our standards by being metame the kohen asorev lafuki in order to exclude the tzdukim that we never found? In the case of Omer, perhaps since they were doing the Omer anyway, everything was perfect, stiff, you know, l'chatchila. They did it in a perfect way, it was on Motzei Yom Tov Rishon, but they added an element of publicity to it. And why did they do that? Lahotzi milibam shela baitusim. That's okay. We haven't effectuated any change in the mitzvah itself. That doesn't bother Rav Yosef Engel. What bothers Rav Yosef Engel is this takana to be mitame the kohen asorev. Lahotzi milibam shela tzdukim. That's already lowering and changing the very goof halacha of sreifa sapara. That he found objectionable. And that's where he answers, no, based on the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis, that Adarabba, the level of Tara, is upgraded by the fact that we're mitame him, and later on in Ritz Hashem we'll try to figure out why the Rambam says such a thing, but the Rambam quotes the Pasuk V'toer, that's what the answer of Rav Yosef Engel was, why they made this Takana, Dafka, to deliberately be mitame the Kohen HaSorev, in order only to be Tovil him.
First, I'm just going back to first principles.
Yeah.
I came a little late. So, in other words, the basic takana was that you are your metamedic, the kain is about to do the shrek sapara, and the tzedukim said that the kain would not like that would
not be kosher.
And so in order to say that, so. But why didn't they just let him do it as a tful yoy?
Because that's what they did. As a tful yom, he would be sorry for sapara. And that would be lahotzi milibon, because the tzduka would say, no, he's not kosher for sreif, we have to wait till harif shemesh.
So when were they metame him?
They were metame him that very morning. They sent him to the mikvah. Right, we'll call it T1, T2, T3. At T1, they were mitame him. T2, he went to the mikveh. And T3, he was sorry for sapara. The tzdukim said he has to wait till harif shemesh.
But he was mitame for something that he could be tameable that day.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sorry, I just...
Okay, great. Now, Rabosai, I want to see if we could take this even one step further. There's Yushalmi, which Reb Chaim Brisker makes a big, big deal about. This Yushalmi, if you want to make a note of it, is in Masechta Shavuos, Perek Beis, the first sugya in the Yushalmi, Perek Beis, the Shavuos. And what's the issue? The issue is that in this particular case, the Tameh had contracted not one tumah, but two. And one tumah is called a tumah chamura, and the other is a tumah kala. I'll give an example. Let's say Reuven contracted Tumas Mess, right? He came in contact with a corpse. That's called a Tuma Chamura. Now Reuven takes into his hand a Sheretz. That's called a Tuma Kala. And the Yushalmi wants to know what happens if he jumps into the mikvah in a way in which the mikvah could be metayer him from Tumah Hamura, but not from the Tumah Kala, because he's called Tovel Mesheretz Biyado. And I'm going to give you the interpretation of Reb Chaim to the Safek in the Yerushalmi. I honestly don't know, after looking at the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, if there's another approach that's valid. The Mefarshim basically gets stumped on this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi wants to know, what is the story in this case? Is he Metayer himself, at least from the Tumah Chamura, and all he's left with is a Tumah Kala? Or no, even the Tumah Chamura cannot be removed, and it's blocked by the Tumah Kala. And the Nafka Mina is going to be, if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, will he be Chayav for a Tomei Shenichnas LeMikdash or not? And again, as I said, the Mefarshim here have a lot of trouble figuring out what's going on. Now again, if you're interested in looking this up, the Chidush HaGrach, what we call stencil, to Masechet Krisus, Daf Yudam and Aleph, says the following. The Rambam quotes this Yerushalmi, La Locha, and what is the issue over here? And he says the following. I'm going to read just a few lines in Reb Chaim just to get the flow of it, and then we'll try to explain it. He says, Tful taval v'sheretz biyado lo also lo tvila. That's the principle, and that's before the Yerushalmi suffix. He says, Pashut, there was no question in the Yerushalmi's mind, Di eno nitar mitum asa. He's holding on to his sheretz. But here, the Yerushalmi vacillates about the following question. Why is it, or what's the mechanics, that after he's sheretz biyado, he's not mitayer himself? There are two ways of understanding how that operates. One is to say the following, that Eino Chinami, he's mitayer himself from the main Tumah, what we called before Tumah Chamura, but nevertheless, since he's holding on to he's attached to a Tumah Kala, so the law is that he can't be mitayer himself through this Tvila. This Tvila could not be effective to generate Tara. So one way of understanding it is that the tefillah is meaningless. Lo havi tefillah klal. Why? Because tefillah could only be effective if at the end of the day, as a result of this tefillah, the tameh is tar. And if he's not mitayer himself, then lo chashiv tefillah klal. That means that even the old tumah still remains. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it, says Reb Chaim, is no. That as far vis-a-vis the original Tumah is concerned, the Tvila is meaningful, is effective to remove the original Tumah. However, what's the halacha of Tovel v'sheretz biyado that lo also la Tvila? The answer is that now, even though the original old Tumah is removed, but it comes back again magically because of the Tumah Kala, and he wasn't able to be mitayer himself from the Tumah Kala because he's holding on to it. The halacha is that although at that moment the Tumah Chamura that he engendered was removed, but now it comes back again. He doesn't use this term, Reb Chaim, but I would say Chosevenir. In other words, the original Tumah comes back. So let me read Reb Chaim again, just to make sure that I'm presenting it correctly. He says, Yesh la'ayin. Ha. The Eino Nitar. Ha'ibim mishum dechazar v'nitma. Avol tuma ha'yishana paka mimena mimenu al yidei tvila. Oh, davidin v'yetzem ha'tvila that came at the eno nitar mitumaso lo avi tvila klal. Vafilu tumasa yishana lo also a tvila tara. And he says that, let's see if we can chap the nafkamina. What difference does it make whether the old tumah is there or it's a new tumah? He says the following: Yorad litbo mituma chamura v'nismecha lo tuma kala ratzalom v'shas tefila also lo tuma chamura ritzoni lomar demoyelo tefila kevan dal yidei tefila chalav din tar. V'chapir chashiva tvila, v'nimtza de'atuma hakala sheyesh alav, v'bnei atuma chadosha shenitma b'shas tvila. Amal atuma yishana shelo ozlala. Tabal. Fine. Now I want to get to the nafkamina. Just 1 second. Oh, nafkamina le'inyan tumas migdash. Derei kaimalon. Debeinon yidia mitchila, v'imkein heichad lo yada mituma. Oh, so he says the following: that when are you chayav for bias migdash? What is the precondition? It's not enough that you're tamei, but you have to have what's called the yidia, and the yidia has to be a yidia b'shas knisa. No. I'm sorry. Again, we were talking about bringing a karbon b'shogeg. So it means he had a yediyah, and then he had a halama. Reb Chaim doesn't write that, but I think I'm guiding you in the right way over here. I hope. Oh, so v'imkein heichad lo yada mituma chadasha klal. What would be if he doesn't realize that as a result of the fact that he's holding on to the sheretz, there's a chalos tuma chadasha that's chal on him. Im kain kishabanu lechayvo mishum tuma chadasha harei ein lo yediyah tchila. Masha'en kain im banu lechayvo mishum tuma yeshana shafir yesh lechayvo dekeimah dehoysa lo yediyah betchila. El sheshagag bazet dekosome denitmar mitumaso. He says the following: if the original tuma is still in place and the tefillah is ineffective to remove the original tumah, we call it a tumas masa, tumah chamura, and that's because it's an all or nothing process, and if there's no tahara, then the tefillah is ineffective. It's ki lo tamal klal. He already had a yediyah mitchila on the original tumah. Ella, what now? He thinks that since he was tovel, he was successful in removing that tumah. Okay, he's a shogeg. But nevertheless, he's a shogeg on the original tumah, and it was a yediyah tchila. Masha einkein, if the original tumah was removed, just that now there's a new tumah chadasha, he's never aware, he never knew for one split second of time that he contracted that tumah chadasha, and therefore there's no yediyah betchila vis-a-vis the tumah chadasha. And the Yerushalmi comes to the conclusion, she'im tabal l'nichlis l'migdash patur. So Reb Chaim asks the obvious question, I don't get it. If the tefillah was meaningless, it was ineffective because it's tovel v'sheretz b'yadol also a tefillah, then why is he patur for migdash, tumas migdash? The answer is because it doesn't mean that the tefillah is totally meaningless. But the maskana of the Yerushalmi is that the tefillah is meaningful. However, because of the fact that he still has the tumah kala somehow blocks the tefillah in such a way that now a new tumah replaces the old tumah. And as far as that new tumah is concerned, he was not aware of that tumah at all. And therefore, it's lacking in yediyah mitchila, and therefore he's part of Knisas Mikdash.
You don't need to place a veneer for that.
What do you mean, Bobby?
In other words, you said that
he doesn't use the term mazlinir. That was my issue, no, but go ahead, why?
I'm
yeah, go ahead, why?
other words, he would be high for Bias Mikdash, even for the Tumas Sheretz.
That's not the impression I got. But you know what? Let me research that and get back to you on that, because
okay.
I have a lot to cover today, and we don't have that much time.
Okay.
So let me get back to you on that. It's very small print here, and I'm. Anyway, what I wanted to point out to you are two things. Number one, you know, Reb Shimon Shkup was a younger contemporary of Reb Chaim, and he's famous, amongst other things, for authoring the Shari Yosher. And the Shari Yosher is, again, there are many ways of describing it, but fundamentally, it is an analysis of Sveikos. So in Perek Chaf Aleph of Shara Chazakos, he basically quotes Reb Chaim. He says that Hushama B'Shem Hagrach Av Bezin Debrisk, an explanation on this Yerushalmi. And although he heard a more abridged version of what we presented, what we got was from the stencil, he interpreted Reb Chaim in the same way that we did, based on the stencil, on his own. He came up with understanding Reb Chaim. So he writes Reb Chaim Zatzal. Obviously, this was after Reb Chaim passed away. Reb Chaim, I think, died, if I had to make a quick calculation, about 1920, Be'erach. Reb Shimon died in 1950 or 1945, something like that. And in the middle of the Shari Yosher, he writes that Li'achar Tvila Mitumas Mes Nichnas L'Migdash Potur, the Mitumas Mes Kvar Nitar. Right, and now he has a Tumah Chadasha. Al Tumah Akala Lo Yischayev. Okay, again, that touches on a whole discussion, which we're not ready for now. And now I want to show you how Reb Shimon Shkup builds on this Yesod. Now, in order to appreciate the next part of Reb Shimon Shkup, I want to show you a Tosus in Ksuvus and the Shef Shmaitita, who was 100 years before Reb Shimon Shkup, his kasha on Tosus in Ksuvus. The Gemara says in Ksuvus on Daf Ayin Heyamid Beis, Amar Rava, Lo Tema Rab Yeshua, Lo Ozil Basa Chazaka Degufa Klal, the Sanya. The Gemara wants to prove in Masecht Ksuvus that Rabbi Yeshua accepts the principle of Chazaka de Gufa. And what's the case? Desanya in Baheres Kodem L'Ser Lovan Tome. So if the Baheres was Kodem L'Ser Lovan, he's Tome B'Tumas Tzoras. Im Haser Lovan Kodem L'Baheres Tohar. Suffolk, what do we do if we don't know which came first? Tome. So the Gemara assumes that the reason why he's Tamei is, and that's how the Gemara proves, that Azlinan Basar Chazaka de Gufa. So Rabbeinu Tam in Tosa says, what's pshat? We don't know which came first, Seir Lavan or the Baheres. So where's the Chazaka over here? What's pshat that the Gemara lays down the premise that there's a chazak of tum over here? We don't know if he's tomei or not. And he says that the Gemara at the beginning of Chulin on Daf Yudam and Beis brings a proof to establish that Azlin and Basar chazaka. So where is the chazak over here to say there should be tomei b'safek? Omer Rabbeinu Tam, I'm quoting you the Tosfos, the Hacha Mairi, what's the case here? You know, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we're only getting half of the picture here. We read the Gemara and we think it's a Safek of Ser Lavan or Baheres. No. Kishin Nizkak Lituma, when we had this suffek, Hayabo Kvar Negar Acher, he already had a nega. Shchin or Michva Kodem Lachin, Vayamuchlat Mimenu. So there was already Achlata, the Kohen decided that this is a nega Tomei. The Kodem Shinitar, before he was Mitar himself, from that original Tumor, Nolad Bo Suffolk Zeh. Now Rabbi Nitar says he has a new Suffolk. The Achar Shenitar Min Arishon, if he would only be Mitar himself from the first Tumah, we'll call it a Tumah Shechin, then Lo Nishar Bo El Sofik Zeh, he would only have one Sofik left, the Sofik of Baharis Kadma Lelama. V'hashta Maisi Raya Shapir Diazlin and Bosa Chazok and Gufa Dehemidu B'Chazoka. He says, if you want to say he didn't have a nega, he says he still has a chazaka because of the first nega. So again, there are a lot of details that I'm sort of summarizing. And you look at Rabbeinu Tam again, you can't miss it. It's on Tosfos Ayin Hamid Beis and Ksubos on the bottom of the page. Says the Shev Shmaitata, and this is Shmaita Vav, Perek Dalet, he says the following. Mevuar midivrei Rabbeinu Tam, the Isluhu, that Rabbeinu Tam accepts the following principle. Machzikiron mi Isur le Isur. That we can jump from one Isur over to another Isur, and the Chazaka from the previous Isur is going to be transferred to the second Isur. Says the Sheshmaito, da achshav kvar nitar mitumas arishona. He already underwent the process of tara vis-a-vis the first tuma, the tuma of shchin. And even though he hasn't yet undergone a process of tara vis-a-vis the safek that was nolad, why does Rabbeinu Tam assume that he is still becheskas tuma? It must be that we can somehow take that chazaka that he has from the original tumah and apply it to the second tumah. That's called machzikina mi'isur li'isur. Chum, can I tell you to close the window because there's so much noise coming in, I can hardly hear myself think.
Okay, I'll close the window, I'll close the
yeah.
door.
Okay, thanks.
I don't think you need to speak so loud.
Well, the reason I'm raising my voice is because there's so much noise out there. Okay. So Rabosai, we're getting back now to Reb Shimon Shka. Reb Shimon, oh, wait a minute, we didn't get to the cash of the Shem Shmaitz. So the Shem Shmaitz says, Ach mi divrei aposkim, mashma di lo machzikin an iser mi iser. In other words, he's amazed that Rabbeinu Tam is operating with a chazaka from one tumor to another tumor, which he calls machzikin an iser li iser. That's against all the poskim. None of the poskim quote Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rav Shimon Shkop that he wants to answer the cash of the Shem Shmaitato from Rabbeinu Tam. Shekosav Rabbeinu Tam is sofik by Harris im huchzak betumo machmas nega rishon havi becheskas tumo frek the Shem Shmaitato v'eimach zekinam isur li'isur. He says the following, l'fiam is barbazeh di ein chal din tara al yidei tvila im yesh ala adam tuma belav hachi, that you cannot create a tefila hamitaheres if he has another tuma. In other words, if the tefila hamitaheres is only relevant to one tuma, but it's not relevant to the other tuma, then such a tefila is totally ineffective. So let me read it to you again. He says, Lefiam is by the einchal, I would say deleko lochal din tara al yidei tvila im yesh ala adam tuma belav hachi. Kmo chen lo tochol tara sakoin bi amiroso vechen taroso shal metzora mitfiloso imu tome machmas nega sheni. So again, we have to understand, without getting into more profound details here, that the Shar Yosha is telling us that just like we had in the case of Tumah Chamur and Tura Kala, Betovel B'Sheretz B'Yado, there was a problem in being Metayer him from the Tumah Chamura, because that Tara process, that Tvila, would not be absolute, and he's left with the Tumah Kala. So to hear, if the Tara process from the Shechin would be ineffective as far as the Lavan and the Baharis situation is concerned, is Tarasal Shalom Mitzor Vitviloso Mutame Machmas Nega Sheni? In other words, even though the Tvila and the process of Tara vis-a-vis the first Nega would be effective, but the Tvila itself would not be Mitire him vis-a-vis the Tuma Hashnia, which was the Tuma Safek, is Mishum Hachi Bisafek Baharis, who suffik him to tire me to Maso Rishona. The same identical suffik that's chal vis-a-vis his status on the issue of Baharis is now chal in terms of the efficacy or lack thereof of the Tara from the original Tuma. Is Bemela, he still has a cheskes Tuma from the first Nega. And therefore, if he still has a cheskas tuma from the first nega, that cheskas tuma is going to prevent the tara from being effective vis-a-vis the second tuma, namely the tuma of Baharis. So again, just to summarize, so we can move on, what we have here, according to the insight of the Shar Yosher, is a parallel between the Yerushalmi and Shavuos vis-a-vis Tumah Chamur and Tumah Kala of Tov V'Sheretz V'Yado, the way Reb Chaim understood it, and the case of Rabbeinu Tam when he has two Negoim. And if the second Nega is indeed Metame, then since the Tara process vis-a-vis the first Nega will be ineffective, therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, there's a status of a Cheskas Tumah, because we know that he had a Tumah Shechin or a Tumah Smichvah, El or what, we don't know if he was Mitire himself. His Tara is dependent upon whether he has a Tumah Nega Sheni from Baharis, and that Suffolk therefore is Chal vis-a-vis his Tvila, vis-a-vis his Tumah Rishona, the Nega Rishon, and therefore we don't know if his Nega Rishon Tumah was removed or not, therefore he has a Cheskas Tomeh. Okay, let's see if we can move on. There's a Gemara in Makos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara establishes that if a Chavis, Malea Mayim, falls into the Yamad Gadol, which means that it has in it what's called Mayim She'uvim, and Gimel Lugim Mayim She'uvim, Pasels of Mikvah Midrabbanon, is Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi, Tovil Shomlo Olso Lo Tvila. Why? Chayshinon Lishlosha Lugim Shahayu B'makom Echad. And the Gemara says if it was a Nahar, then it would have carried the Mayim from the Chavis along with a stream, but we're talking about dead water, that's Yam HaGadol, and therefore in dead water there's a possibility that Gimel Mayim Lugim concentrated themselves right there and his Tvila was there. And his body came in contact with the Mayim from the Chavis, which is Sheuvim, which is Mayim Sheuvim. The Gemara then goes on to say, V'chein kikar shel truma, shenafla l'sham, tameh. So the Gemara asks, my v'chein, now what's your chiddush over here? Obviously, if you're afraid of Gimel Mayim Lugim Sheuvim, then to the same extent that the Tomei is lo also lo tefila, so as far as Truma is concerned, lo also lo tefila. Ma'u detema, says the Gemara, Hasam uki gavra ad cheskase. The gavra himself, before he jumped into the mikvah, was becheskas Tomei. Hacha uki Truma achazaka. The Truma had a cheskas Tara. So it wasn't the case that I told you before. Sorry. Says Rashi, Bitfila sofek atabol itaro, Al titarenu misofek. Sfektim Archeshes, I don't understand. We have a principle of Lo Machzikinon Tumah Mituma. Now here, on a Doraisa level, he was certainly Mitayer himself. The Rabbanan made a Takana to Pasal the Tefillah Begimel Mayim Gimel Lugim Mayim She'uvim. Says the Archeshes that why are we Mitame the Gavra? Because of Uki Gavra Cheska. So Rashi says, the Betfila Sofik Atabol Taro Al Tuma Al Tar Al Tarenu Misofik Al Tarenu Misofik. Frekt im Archeshes, Rei Afshik Far Poka Bimene Tuma Do Raisa. The original Tuma Do Raisa was removed by this Tfila, even if we assume they were Gimel Lugim Mayim She'uvim in that one, concentrated in that one spot. Ela de Chayshinon, Mishumayim Sheufim Sheino Ela Tuma de Rabbanon. Umi Kol Makom. The Gemara says Uki Gavra Cheskasei is Muchak. He says you can prove from here that if we Machzik Mituma LeTuma, no, it's Chazaka from the second Tuma. No, let me say it differently. If the Suffolk vis-a-vis his second Tuma is to be judged in the light of his chazaka, well, that chazaka was generated by the original tumah, and that tumah was removed. So apparently you're taking the chazaka from the original tumah and you're continuing it vis-a-vis the second tumah. Ishmami Noi says, we see from here the machzikina mi isura li isura. The same way that we take the chazaka from one tumah to the second tumah, we take the chazaka from one isur to another isur. And again, if that be the case, Hadra Kusha Leduchte, we have the original Kasha of the Shvev Shmaitata, that this is against all the poskim who assume that Lo Machzikinon mi Isur li Isur. So again, Rabos, I think we can answer the Kasha of the Marcheshes in the same way that the Shari Yosher answered the Kasha of the Shvev Shmaitata. And we can say the following, that this is a case of Tovil V'Sheretz B'Yado. Meaning, he wants to be Mitami himself from one particular Tuma. That Tuma can exist and can be recognized on two levels. Either on a Daraisa level or a Drabbanan level. Since on a Drabbanan level there's Mayim She'uvim, and if that be the case, he's not Mitari himself at all, Midrabbanan, then the original Chazaka from the Tuma Rishona still remains in place. Meaning the Tevila here cannot be meaningful because it's not Mitari him Legamre from his Tuma, because he's still stuck with this Tuma of Gimel Lugim. It's only a Suffolk, it doesn't matter. Because when you have a Chazak on the Gavra, then in the case of a Suffolk, we have to be Mitamihim. Okay, Rabbi, so let me just spend the last, 5 minutes to try to answer the question, why is it better for a person to be Tommy and then retire himself, as the Rambam says in Ilchus Parah, in Mishnah's Parah, than someone who wasn't Tar to begin with? So Rav Yosef Engel in the Tshuva that we started with Ben Parat quotes a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara is looking for a candidate to be Korech Rifta, to cut the bread, break the bread. So Rav Papa gets up and he says, Havu lila didi livruche, let me make the bracha on the lechem. Why? Because if I was a bal keri, then I poured on myself tes kavin, which removes the tumas keri. And then Rava Bar Shmuel gets up and he says, give it to me to make the bracha, because I went to a mikvah of arboim sah. Then Rav Huda gets up and he says, lididi livruche, deleka iluye lohai velohai. Rashi says, Lo Trachti Lolazev Velolaze Shalora Isi Keri. Those the first two Amoraim had Tumas Keri, and they underwent the process of Tara. The third Amora says, my credentials are superior because I didn't have a Tumas Keri. I didn't need Tesha Kabin, I didn't need Barboim Saw. Says Rav Yosef Engel, we see from this that he who was never Tommy to begin with is superior to the person who was Tomei and was Matar himself. And this is the exact opposite of the Rambam. Says Rav Yosef Engel, Eino Inyan Lakan. The Gemara in Brachos is irrelevant. Why? The Sham, there for the Balkari, that he has to be mitire himself in order to recite the bracha over the bread, Eino Mitaras Tuma. Even a Tummy can make a bracha. Rak Mitaras, Takonas, Ezra Mishum Kalus Rosh, Ezra made a Takona. So he says that once Ezra made that takana, then we want to introduce a tvila for this Kalus Rosh business to obviate. But he says that has nothing to do with Dinei Tumah V'Tahara. As far as Tumah V'Tahara is concerned, Ein Chinami, they were on a higher level because they contracted Tumah and they were mitire themselves, as the Rambam says. But as far as they're being suited for a bracha, here Ezra with Masakin, a new din iser bracha until they go to the mikvah. He says, so what is the Rambam all about? Ktsas yesh ledamos klal kan hach de brachas lamedalon amid beis. Lamedalon amid beis. So again, we saw the sugyan chav beis amid beis. Now he's fast forwarding another 10 blot. And the Gemara says in the Agadot in Brachos Lamedalon Amid Beis, "B'makom shebali tshuva omdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yecholim lamot." He says that a bal tshuva is on a higher level than a tzadik gemur. A tzadik gemur lo chata miyamav, and a bal tshuva was chata, and then he did tshuva. And Rav Yosef Engel insists that there's an equation between tuma and chet. And then he bases on the Gemara Psachim. If we have time for that, we'll discuss it later. And now he brings two girsos in the Brach in Shmon Esrei, ala tzadikim v'ala chasidim. Notice that according to our girsa, tzadik comes first and a chasid comes second. The Levush points out that the Avodram and others have a different girsa. And according to their girsa, it's ala chasidim v'ala tzadikim. What's the difference? Which comes first? The tzaddik is the person who's lo chata miyamav. He never contracted tumah. Whereas the chassid is someone who contracted tumah, but he was mitire himself. He was shav b'tshuva. So according to the Rambam, now you know what the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Tefillah, he has nusach ha-tefillah, and the Rambam's nusach ha-tefillah is ala chassidim bereisha v'yachkach ala chassidim. Why is that? Because the Rambam holds that a chassid surpasses a tzaddik because the chassid is someone who violated the Torah, but then he did tshuva. He's on a higher level. The Gemara in Bracha says, "Selazul itzdok al manashe yichya bini hareza tzaddik gomor de chassid adif mi tzaddik." There are many rayas that a chassid is greater than a tzaddik. And in Siman Kuf Yud Ches in Hilchas Tefillah, the Prima Gadim quotes these two girsos, and he claims that the Rambam who has the girsa that Chassid is first is Lashitaso, because the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, Al Yid Perik Zayin, Al Yid Dami Bal Tshuva Shu Meruchak Mimal Asat Tzadikim Ibnei Avonos Vachatol Shoasa Ein Adover Kein Ela Ohu V'Nechmanu Lifnei Aborei. He says, Scharo Harbe Sharei Tam Tam Chet Upirish mi menu v'kavash Yitzcho. Yitzcho v'yomru chachamim makom shabali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gmurim yicholim lamod bo. Klomar, this is the Rambam's lashon, malosan gedola mimalos elu shalochatu me'elam v'bnei shein kovshim yitzram yesa mehen. So because of kvishas yetzer, the oses havera, the chote, once he's kovesh yitzro liachar shetam tam the chait, he is greater than the tzaddik gomer. So hence the Rambam's gear, so that the chassidim should come first in the order. And I was thinking that even though, as far as tefillah is concerned, maybe a tzaddik might have more of an impact in shamayim, tzaddik shalochot to meolam, like Yitzchak's tefillah maybe was greater than that of Rivka. Okay, that's maybe a little different. But the Rambam also, you know, in his Shmona Prakim, he says that, you know, the person who was a tzaddik, he never had to face the Yetzer Hara, You know, he's not on the same level as someone who overcame his Yetzirah. And that's why we say that Al Yomar, a person shouldn't say that this Macholas Asuras are repulsive. You know, how can I imagine eating a shrimp? It's repulsive. No, he should say, Tony, I would like to eat the shrimp, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gozer. It means that being tempted by Chet, says the Rambam, and overcoming that temptation is even greater than someone who's not tempted. Now, I just want to end with two things. I know I'm a little bit over time, so if you can stay for two things, and then I'm here for questions. But Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, says the following. Matzasi b'sefer Haggadah shayomar ukva bal tshuva. Listen to this. Rashi has a Masoris that Mar Ukva, who's quoted all over Shas, is about tshuva. She nasan einav b'isha achas v'helo libotina. The man wanted to have a relationship with a married woman. V'nafal echoli, he got so sick from it. Eishesish haisa. Liyamim, later on, nitzricha lilvos mimenu, this woman, a married woman who he had a desire to have a relationship with, needed money. And Mar Ukva was in charge of giving out the gemach. Mitoch dochka nisratzeslo, she came to see him, and she was willing to have a relationship with him. Wow. This is Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin about Mar Ukva. V'kavash Yitzro. And he overcame his Yitzro. U'patro l'shalom. And he sent her on her way. And he gave her the money that she asked for. V'nisrafe micholio. And he got out of bed. U'kshaya yotze l'shuk. When he went out to the shuk, Rashi says, Hayaner dolut barosho min ha-shamayim. The Alshem Karile Rabbi Nosan Sosisa. He was called like the fire of Shamayim, Vimasech the Shabbos. Perhaps again, this would substantiate the Ramam Shita that a Baal Tshuva is superior. We don't find about other Chachamim. I mean, there are exceptions, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Ksuvis, but that they were called Tzitzisa. But Mar Ukva was called Tzitzisa, says Rashi, because he reached this level of being Kovish as Yitzro. And maybe that's the symbolic message of being Metame, the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara. But I want to end with a Vart here from the Satmar Rebbe, which I don't understand. And if somebody could explain it to me, that would be great. There's a book about the Shoah, which is called Olomo Shecharvu. And he quotes the Satmar Rebbe. He says the following. Yesh l'dayik me'aramam shekosav eschidusho le'inyin tumas mes kilshono ein hevdil b'mi shenitma li'olam shalo nitma mi'olam b'mes u'bein asher nitma kol yomav v'nitar. Says the Satmar Rebbe, yesh l'chalik. When does the Rambam apply and when does he not apply? And he says the following. B'tumah hayotzeis min aguf, which I think he means tumas keri, az gam haRambam moder, sheyoser gadol zeh ha'ish asher mi'olam lo nitma. Remember, we saw the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Beis, in which, who is it, Rav Shmuel, I forget the names right now, I'm sorry, Rav Huna says that he has first rights to make the bracha because lo nitma b'keri klal. And the Rambam would be molded in that case because that's called tumah yotzeis min aguf. V'yoseh gadol ha'ish Hashem mi'olam lo nitma. Rak b'tumas mes, right, the Rambam is talking in Hilchas, in Mishnayis Masechta Para about a person who contracted tumas mes. Sham niskaven haRambam b'dvarav hanal. In other words, not the way we saw the answer in Rav Yosef Engel, and I submit to you that in all likelihood the Satmar Rav was not aware of this chiddush of Rav Yosef Engel, maybe yes, maybe no, where Rav Yosef Engel says that the case of Tumas Keri, as far as Brachas is concerned, is only a Takanas Ezra, has nothing to do with Tumah Vitara, and therefore it's irrelevant to the Rambam. But certainly, Rabbi Yosef Engel understood that the principle of the Rambam applies to Tumas Keri just as it does apply to any Tumah. The Satmar Rav says no. The Rambam is only talking about Tumas Mess. Now, a person contracted Tumas Mess, you can't blame him for anything. And the Rambam says in such a case, he became Tamei. And now the Torah says about him, Vitaher. He's the Tar, because he removed the Tumah. So I don't know. It seems to me that according to Satmar Rav, there's got to be some other explanation for this, to justify this principle of the Rambam. I don't know what that justification is. Because either Rabbi would say that in the case of Tumas Keri, which is Tumah Yotzis Min HaGuf, there the Rambam would say that B'makom Shemali Tshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Gmurim Omdim. In the case of Tumas Mess, I mean, the man walked into an oil and he didn't know there was a corpse there. Why is he on a greater madrega as a result of the Tara process than someone who was never Tumim Yol? So then I'm leaving you with that question. Any comments, criticisms, or questions?
All right, now I gotta think about it.
All right, there's a lot to think about here. Anyway, Rabosa, I appreciate that you were able to come.
Yes,